InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. You're watching InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right, we are back with TJ Roberts again, Kentucky State Representative and attorney, a very great attorney, actually, one I've been using for a long time. And, you know, TJ, I want to continue a little bit more on that last segment, because one of the most important roles of a president and their legacy is their nomination of judges, right? And seating judges on the bench for lifetime appointments, right? So Joe Biden had, let's see, 235 confirmed Article III judges that he appointed. So that's one Supreme Court justice, 45 circuit court judges, and 187 district court judges, and then two on the Court of International Trade. And almost 30% of these were black women, which black women make up, I believe, like 6.5% of the population. So it's not because, oh, he's looking to see, you know, trying to make it fair in appointments. I mean, we're going full on DEI in the court system at this point. But the vast majority of them, and actually there is no record so far that I've been able to find of Joe Biden hand signing any of the commissions for these 235 confirmed Article III appointed judges. So we already talked about the potential challenges that can be made to the legitimacy of these judges, but you look at what's going on now with a lot of these that are going at these district court judges in particular that are blocking practically everything President Trump is trying to do, even telling him that he has to allow ICE agents to be, you know, beaten in the streets and their facilities to be overrun by Antifa terrorists, and he still can't use the National Guard to guard the federal facility. Pretty wild. Would this argument, if they were successful in saying that, okay, well, because the commission wasn't signed by the president of the United States, which was Joe Biden, and these judges are, say, removed from the bench or something, does that vacate any order they've given? Like, if any of them have put people in prison, does that change anything? You've seen some of them that have gone after, in my opinion, have violated Second Amendment rights by going after giving long prison sentences to political foes. And then actually there in Kentucky, you've got a case with Brett Hankison, I believe, that is now in federal prison. And the goal of the judge was to make an example out of Brett Hankison. When the prosecution was asking for like days in prison, he got years. So what's your take on that? I mean, what would this do to the orders that have already been given by a lot of these activist judges?
Sure, Nick. So it would not disturb the orders ultimately in the event of vacating the offices. There is a principle in law known as the finality principle. When you're talking about prison sentences, that's where a habeas petition could theoretically be made to say this judge was improperly appointed, therefore this sentence should be vacated and this person should be released. A habeas petition is what you do when someone is being illegally held. As for civil orders, you're going to run into issues with the finality principle. It's a longstanding principle in law that unfortunately has led to the Supreme Court going so far to say that it is constitutional to execute someone that the government now knows to be innocent. That was in Herrera versus Collins. It's a terrifying case. It's a terrifying principle. It makes sense in some contexts, but there isn't a lot of good news on that end. And I just want to close by saying, if I was ever appointed to the federal judiciary, and it was because a president made a pledge that they are going to appoint someone of my race and my sex, I would be humiliated.
Yeah.
No matter how qualified I am, everyone is going to be questioning my qualifications to sit on the judiciary. I'm sure there are plenty of people, regardless of race, regardless of sex, who are qualified to sit on the federal judiciary. But Joe Biden's public pledge to engage in blatant DEI practices, prioritizing race and sex over merit, calls to question every single appointment that he made. It would be humiliating for me. I would reject the appointment. I would refuse to sit on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody at this point knows Ketanji Brown Jackson as the DEI appointment. Everybody, including the Democrats, know that she was put in there specifically because she was a black woman. I think about it, like, I'm embarrassed for her, but she doesn't seem to be embarrassed by it. You know, she's, I mean, I guess it just depends on your IQ, whether or not you'd really feel it. Anyway, I mean, you've seen the, I believe it was Justice Barrett that wrote a scathing rebuttal to something that Ketanji Brown Jackson said earlier this year, basically clowning on her and making sure that she knew that she was the dunce of the highest court in the land. And, you know, look, these other orders, because President Trump said that 92% of these documents bearing Biden's signatures are terminated. Is it that easy? Like, what else are we looking at? I mean, besides executive orders, I mean, you got commissions we talked about, we have pardons. And if I guess the argument would be to say, so with the DOJ in this case, if they wanted to go and prosecute Fauci, right? So President Trump says that all the AutoPen documented are hereby terminated. So if they try to go after Fauci, Fauci's attorneys are going to say, no, he was pardoned. And then it's going to be, the burden is going to be on the Trump administration to prove, correct me if I'm wrong, that this pardon was done without the knowledge of the president of the United States.
That's correct, yes. So the DOJ would have to indict. Almost immediately, a motion to dismiss would be filed by Dr. Fauci, Mr. Fauci, I refuse to call him a doctor at this point, his criminal defense attorneys, at which point there would have to be an established argument that Biden did not authorize this, he didn't know about this, and therefore the pardon didn't actually happen in accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution. So it would be interesting to see where that goes, and I mean, that's a highly untested water, but I mean, that Fourth Circuit decision that I was referencing, it really does give us some guidance that the thing that really matters is, what did the president authorize? What did he not authorize? If the president authorized it, okay, that pardon is there. We can't disturb that. But if Joe Biden did not authorize this, then then the auto pen is improper. And the pardon is improper, at least in one circuit. And there's no circuit contradicting this.
Okay, and then quickly, before I know I've been holding you forever, TJ, and I really appreciate you being here for this. But yeah, we have more legal stuff on the docket here. We have James Comey and Letitia James. It looks like that case has been thrown out by a judge, a district court judge in, I believe, South Carolina. I don't exactly know how that works. Because it wasn't
Virginia.
The judge in the case. Was it in Virginia, though? I thought it was a different judge that they... I don't know what it was. But regardless, they threw out the case. The statute of limitations, it seems, because he was indicted and the case was thrown, and the indictment was thrown out on a procedural issue, that the statute of limitations that would have otherwise lapsed, they would have 6 extra months now to be able to refile that indictment. Does there have to be another? If that's true, does there have to be a? Yes, see, it was a South Carolina judge. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand exactly how that works, but they can refile. Do they have to bring it before a grand jury again and start the whole process over?
Assuming that there is a way to renew the statute of limitations, which I haven't looked into that well enough. I generally don't do federal criminal defense law, but that said, in the event that there is a way to do it, then yes, they would have to reassemble a grand jury. They would have to have a prosecutor that's properly appointed. They would have to present this to the grand jury, who would have to return an indictment. Yes.
Yeah. So, State Representative TJ Roberts, a true patriot. Where do people find you, man?
I'm on X at RealTJR. At RealTJRoberts. And you can also check me out on my campaign website, which is VoteTJR.com. You can also check me out on legislative stuff, legislature.ky.gov.
Yeah, this guy's a rising star. You'll see him in the U.S. Congress one of these days. You probably didn't like me saying that, but that's going to happen. All right, we'll be right back.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best Spike Protein, Pro Cardiovascular, Ultimate Life Force. The best Irish Sea Moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theultimatestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before I work my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at theultimatestore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I
like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash. Right. If you'll just try, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the Methylene Blue bare minimum at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man. Yeah. He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sorter again. And look, I know the entire show has been just me ranting and raving as usual, which is sort of the point of the show. I mean, I spend all week tracking the news very, very closely, as you can probably tell by my Twitter feed or X feed. And I've been harking on this particular issue since day one of the administration. These millions and millions of people that we've let into our country and continue
to apparently let into our country up until a few days ago. These third worlders that don't add any value to our country, that drive up housing prices, that drive up our national debt through the tens and hundreds of billions of dollars in welfare benefits like EBT and SNAP and housing assistance, you know, Section 8, and you name it, all this alphabet soup of welfare programs that they take. And what? How do they repay us for that? Well, they come to Washington, D.C. out here, the capital of the United States, and kill our National Guard troops. And not even just that, we just had another one a day before that that came under Joe Biden in 2021, under this botched BS operation in withdrawing from Afghanistan. This guy that was arrested in clip 10 here, an Afghan national arrested for making a terrorist threat, claiming he was building a bomb to blow up Fort Worth. Yeah, roll that clip for us, guys, if you can. Clip 10.
Well, this just in, we have a Fox News alert from Brooke Taylor. You won't believe this. DHS is confirming that an Afghan national was arrested Tuesday after posting a video of himself on TikTok indicating he was building a bomb with an intended target of the Fort Worth area. Mohammed Dawood Alukazai is charged at the state level with making a terroristic threat. According to DHS, listen to this. He came to the United States as part of Operation Allies Welcome. So here you have it. This happened Tuesday. Texas Department of Public Safety. This is a second Afghan national. Second one this week. Operation Allies Welcome. He had a terror plot. We know it comes the same week that deranged individual, that alleged assassin, took out two of our heroic National Guard, came here on the same program, Operation Allies Welcome, a program that we were assured time and time again by Mayorkas, by Jen Psaki, by Joe Biden himself, was safe and secure. But here we have a second data point in 1 week that it was not safe, it was not secure. And we've got to look very hard at this program as President Trump is vowing to make change.
Yeah, so we're not just making this up when we say that the Biden regime was talking about how thoroughly all these people were vetted, this 100,000 people that came in on overloaded C-17s, military planes. You've seen the pictures of them all crowded in together, and the planes were actually taking off overweight out of Afghanistan because there were so many people, mostly military-aged men in these planes. And I mean, yeah, this infamous video here of them all running, you know, apparently this fully loaded C-17 with all those people in it still didn't have enough room for these thousands of other Afghan males that were on the outside there. And Jen Psaki saying, and I won't even roll the clip because you've probably even seen it at this point. She says, in 2021, I can absolutely assure you that no one is coming into the United States of America who has not been through a thorough screening and background check process. And I want an update from you, Jen Psaki. I want an update from you. Can you circle back on this one for me? It's crazy to me. We all knew that they were lying at the time. We all called them out for lying at the time. But Joe Biden said it, not because any word that Joe Biden says really means anything, because he has no idea what the hell is going on. You had Mayorkas that said it, a guy that should be charged with treason. He's very unlucky that he didn't get a pardon. That's probably the first person that I would charge with treason, because Obama won't be charged with it. Mayorkas should be, for allowing this to happen. We know that there's no way to do background checks on these people that came into the country from a third world hellhole like Afghanistan. How do you do thorough vetting on those people? You don't. You cannot. You hope and pray that maybe they won't kill our soldiers in the street or blow up train stations or something in the United States of America. But this guy down there, Mohammed, whatever his name is, I'm not even going to say his name. Screw this guy. They have a video of him. Clip number 11, where he says he wants to, quote, kill anyone who opposes Afghans. And he planned to build a car bomb in his taxi. Of course he planned to build it. I mean, it's like every Uber driver that I get, every Lyft driver, every taxi driver I get up here is named Mohammed or Abdul or something like that. So I'm not surprised that he's a taxi driver. I don't know why we don't screen any of these people. I don't know why Uber doesn't do it. They don't bother. They don't care. But go ahead and roll this clip, guys. This is clip 11 here. I'll cut it off at like a minute. I will commit suicide on you. I will commit suicide on anyone who has a problem with the Afghans. That's what he says in whatever the hell language this is. So I'm not even going to bother playing the video because it's in whatever. I don't even know what language that is. And I don't really care. I don't really care what language it is. This is like going on how many years now? It's been 4 years that these people have been in the country, and they're already trying to and have successfully staged terrorist attacks on American soil. In 4 years, two of them were attempting to do it right around the same time. And DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said today that she believes that he was actually radicalized in the United States of America. So this conspiracy theory that there are sleeper cells in the United States waiting to be activated is no longer a conspiracy theory. Who radicalized this person in the United States? Who radicalized this other guy that we just saw yelling on a TikTok live about how the fact that he was building a car bomb and apparently he wasn't bluffing? Who is doing it? We don't really know, because we don't know who Joe Biden brought into the United States. Joe Biden doesn't know who Joe Biden brought into the United States. It goes further beyond just the 100,000 Afghans that were brought in through this program. That's just through this operation. I don't even remember exactly what. Whatever the operation was where they brought them from Afghanistan. You gotta add in the Afghans that came across the border illegally, and all the third world Muslims that came across the border illegally, and the Somalis. They're all on the same page. They're on the same team. They all equally hate the United States of America, and they can work together to undermine the United States of America. So the fact that we are just pussyfooting around this issue, and we're not seeing mainstream calls at this point for the military to be going out and removing these people. I don't care where you remove them to. They just can't stay here. They don't have a right to stay here. And the problem that we're looking at, if we don't get serious about doing it, then the first thing the Democrats are going to do when they take control, because they will if they continue to have these numbers, these keep in mind, the population of these people, that adds in to their congressional district count. So the more of these people they have, even if they can't vote, they still contribute to the number of House seats that Democrats have, because it's based on population, not legal population, just population. And I don't know what we're doing here. I don't know if we're worried about politics or, oh, no, I mean, some Afghani who hates our country, his family might have to go home with him. I don't know why we care. I mean, all he's going to do is he's going to raise his kids to hate the country just as much as he does. So why is that controversial? Every single one of them needs to go home. And no, I don't feel bad about it. I'm sorry. I don't. Because if you are going to tell me and you are going to claim to the United States of America that you are seeking asylum and you are a refugee from a country that is so dangerous and so horrible and you're going to be killed if you go back, and your modus operandi is to come over here and try to turn our country into whatever hellhole you just came from, then I'm sorry, that's a pretty piss-poor argument as to why we shouldn't send you back. So I'm going to I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again. Until we get the military involved in deportations, we will never get the numbers that we need. Most of this is for nothing, because as soon as Democrats get control, if we only deport 2 million people out of the 20 million, it'll mostly be for nothing, because the other 18 million will just get citizenship. That's just how it is. Really appreciate you guys joining us today on this Sunday after Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll be back same time next week. I'm Nick Sorter. Thank you guys for being here. Take care.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theallstarstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.